Let me jump on in here to the opening monologue, the Right Side Way monologue. As always, I'll remind you that the Right Side Way monologue is brought to you every day by attorney Stan McDonald. He's a partner at the law firm of Wilmer and Lee in Huntsville. Stan McDonald, sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue, and I'll tell you more about him in a few minutes. Well, so earlier this year, I spent an entire show talking about the progressive agenda at the U.S. Space and Rocket Center's Space Camp. Remember that? And I'm a fan of Space Camp, a big fan. My daughter went there. I mean, I think it's one of the coolest things going. But when Space Camp became an alternative lifestyle camp with activists pursuing a chance to flaunt their progressive values in the faces of kids without parental consent, well, that was a problem. And then there's the public library system. I mean, who would have ever thought that a public library would be the epicenter of culture wars? I mean, the library was always that quiet, mild-mannered place where it was safe to drop off your kids, let them get a book about Tom Sawyer, or study for the paper they have to write for school. But more and more, we're finding out that public libraries, just like every other bastion of goodness and rightness, has become a place that activists try to worm their way into. For the past couple of years, here on Right Side, we've been talking and telling you about, in detail, about the fact that Alabama's libraries have been caught red-handed putting books on sex and alternative lifestyles into the children's sections of the libraries, setting up gay pride displays, drag queen story hours for small, impressionable minds, and allowing graphic novels that depict sex acts and transgenderism in the same shelves with classic works in civics and history in the kids' section. I mean, there's no good excuse for this. I mean, there's an excuse, but there's no good excuse. The only reason that these books exist is to get progressive left agendas into the hands of kids and hope the parents don't notice. That's it. So the Alabama Library Board passed regulations that ensures that parents know or at least can have a say in what their kids have access to. Keep in mind, the parents pay taxes. The library is a public entity paid for with parents' tax dollars. And for some parents who can't afford the internet or computers or even books, the libraries, they represent something that they can't otherwise provide to their kids. So the State Library Board mandated that kids must have parental consent typically to obtain a library card, and the parents will have a say in what they can access. Like Huntsville. Huntsville's putting a tiered parental authority in place for kids so that parents can grant some access and limit others. But libraries are also charged with governing more strictly what kids can access in general. And then Fairhope and Spanish Fort went out there and put a book on their shelves. In the teen section, no less. A book that is a graphic, and I mean graphic, a graphic step-by-step instruction guide with illustrations on how to have sex, how to get into kink and fetish lifestyles, how to be a transgender, how to recognize what your parents don't want you to do might not always be the right decision for you because you really want to do it. I mean, who thought this was a good idea? Who looked at this book and said, you know, I'm the book shopper for the library, and hey, here's a great book for kids. Let's put it on our shelves. I mean, somebody please answer the question for me. What knucklehead loaded this book into the Dewey Decimal System and thought, well, this is a special one. I'll categorize it as nonfiction for children. 1819 News, yes, they ran a story today. It came out this morning, and they pointed out that a watchdog website called Booklooks.org rates the book I'm talking about a 4 out of 5 for obscene sexual illustrations and commentary, obscene sexual nudity, profanity, and alternate gender ideologies. And they have it in the teen section. Because that just made really good sense to somebody who places books on the shelves at the Fairhope and Spanish Fort libraries. And look, it brought to mind that we have to care about those who teach our kids and what they teach them. And what we know about who provides influential materials to our kids, who is in a position right now to access our kids. And parents, I'm telling you, we have to be vigilant because the left desperately wants our kids and they will stop at nothing to get to them. So Alabama recently passed a major school choice bill, right? More so than ever before, parents are going to be given a say in the educational directions of their kids. Nationwide, there's a focus on an emphasis, if you will, on asserting that in America, we value our children, and as such, we want what is best for them. Best for them in every way, which included wanting the best for them in education, and libraries, and even space camp. As conservatives, we want to know that our children are being taught the best possible levels of reading, writing, arithmetic, sciences, technology, history, civics. In essence, we want an actual education. We want our kids to be safe, to feel valued, to have positive social interactions, to be truly educated and not indoctrinated. We want to know that as parents, we can teach values and faith and patriotism and not have some activist librarian or alternative lifestyle teacher determine that our children are their blank canvas to do anything they want with. We want our kids to have a real outcome-based education that rewards success, remediates failure, but stays focused on what is actually best for the child. Sound reasonable? Right? Conservatives want our children to be educated. Liberal progressives, they just want our children. So liberals teach kids to keep secrets from their parents, which is not just a red flag, it's grounds for a fight. I mean, too often we're hearing of groups given access to kids that teach young innocents to literally conspire with their teachers or other adults to say or do things that parents would not like and then not tell the parents. Any teacher who tried to foist that kind of dogma or play that kind of game with kids in the past would have been looking for work the very next day. But the stories keep coming in. We keep seeing them, and they are happening every day, every single day. We are catching more glimpses into the activist factories that some schools and libraries have become, where every value, every belief, every patriotic vibe and faith-based position is somehow laid bare and vacated by activists who pose as well-meaning, enlightened adults who believe that children can't tie their own shoes or count the coins in a piggy bank ought to be brought into the activist adults' world of bad decisions and bad choices and bad ideas. It happens every day now, and we're beginning to see it more and more. And I will pause right here and say that I know, and I believe, that the vast majority of educators and librarians, they are not at all on board with the kind of indoctrination I just described. They're not. I know that. They're patriots. There's godly influences in classrooms and libraries all over the nation. And they have a calling to truly love and educate kids. But too many of them, though, too many of them are aware of what happens in the classroom right next to theirs or gets put on the shelves in the kids section at the library where they work. But they don't want to get involved. They don't want to face the shouts and the aspersions, and they're afraid of being called racist or homophobic or bigoted. And so too many good teachers and librarians who would never do those things themselves, they still just remain silent in the face of all the foolishness being perpetrated by their coworkers. We as Americans need to know that the good folks who work in our schools and stock the shelves at our library, they're not going to sit idly by and say nothing in the face of all this woke indoctrination. I'm telling you right now, parents will rally behind a good teacher or librarian, someone who is willing to take back their profession from the crazies who are trying to co-opt it. And I guarantee you, if a teacher sees a neighboring classroom being set up as a safe space for kids to change their names or their pronouns or allegedly their genders, or if the librarian decides to speak out when she sees a sex book being put into little Johnny's hands, and they call it out, they will have parents and concerned citizens rallying to get their back. But now that I've said that, y'all, all you right side ruffians, we got to keep up our end of the bargain. Because gone are the days we can just turn a blind eye. Gone are the days where we can just shrug our shoulders and go, well, it's not my kid, so it's not my fight. Progressive liberals want our kids. And if it's not your kid today, it'll be your grandchild tomorrow. So if a good teacher or a librarian, somebody who values children and truly values education, if one of those good ones takes a stand for one of those kids, it's our mission to get their back. You see it, you say it, and we get each other's back, and we never, ever settle for letting progressives indoctrinate our kids. So find the good teachers, the good librarians, and thank them. And stand with the ones who say no to the bullies, and make sure they know they're appreciated. And the bottom line is, let's guard the minds of our kids. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.